with SRN News. I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Well, if you're somewhere in the lower 48 and it's not snowing, it either is going to start very soon or you're lucky. Thousands of flights canceled all across the weekend across the U.S. as a monster snowstorm is wreaking havoc. Power outages began yesterday in the South. Ice will probably follow. The whole thing won't be over before tonight. Critics say the policies of New York City Mayor Zoran Mamdani are clearly anti-business.
Mamdani's agenda of raising taxes on high earners and corporations reportedly has many millionaires planning to leave the city, and it comes at a terrible time. The Unleash Prosperity newsletter says that last year the Big Apple had its sharpest decline in business growth since COVID in 2020. More than 8,400 businesses shut down the second quarter of 2025. Only 3,500 opened. The decline wiped out nearly all the city's startup gains since 2022.
Correspondent Ken Lorman, he reports that Mamdani is offering to cut fines and fees for small business in half to prevent a recession. Many economists warn as he implements his anti-business agenda, more New Yorkers in every income bracket will leave the city, which has lost some 430,000 people alone since 2020. The commander of Iran's Revolutionary Guard has warned that his forces are, quote, more ready than ever as U.S. warships move toward the Middle East. Tensions between Iran and the U.S. remain high following a crackdown on protests that began in December. Activists report over 40,000 arrests during those protests and a rising death toll. President Trump has warned Iran against executing protesters and moved warships, quote, just in case. The situation has led some European airlines to suspend flights to the region as a precaution. The U.N. has expressed concern over potential executions of prisoners. This is SRN News. The new head of the New York City Council has a plan to reduce anti-Semitism in the Big Apple. Amongst other things, Julie Menon wants a 100-foot buffer zone established around all synagogues and Jewish schools to keep protesters at a distance. New York Governor Kathy Hochul has already offered a buffer zone proposal, but it would likely only establish a 25-foot limit. Legal experts say both plans are likely to run afoul of the First Amendment and would probably be challenged in court. Anti-Semitism has been surging in New York in recent years. America's Hispanic congregations are growing, according to a poll released by Lifeway Research. A lot of new Latino-majority churches are springing up around the country, and while they are small, they won't be for long. The average Hispanic congregation starts at about 30 members, but by year 8, that number has increased to nearly 100. Half of the new churches are in three states with the most Latino population, Texas, Florida, and California. This is SRN News. The financial markets will be watching closely this week as Federal Reserve policymakers meet to decide what to do about interest rates.
The general consensus is that the Fed will leave well enough alone, leaving rates right where they are after cutting them at each of its last three meetings. Given that inflation and the job market are relatively stable, policymakers are not expected to adjust rates again this time. The annual rate of inflation held at 2.7% in November and December, while the unemployment rate edged lower in December after rising to a four-year high the month before. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Today is Sunday, January the 25th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including Football Hall of Famer Carl Eller. He is 84 years old. Hockey Hall of Famer Chris Chelios is 64 today. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky turns 48. And Football Hall of Famer Patrick Willis is 41. This is SRN News.